Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
More and more businesses are turning to online presence or even app presence in order to sell their wares or run accounts. Banks, of course, as you would expect, are on top of the smart technology, and more we seem to be doing our banking via smart devices. But what does that mean if, say, you are blind or partially sighted? How easy is it to use some of the new software? Well, we have with us Miguel Tata from RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland Group, to tell us a little bit more about accessible apps. Miguel, when it comes to looking after our money then, are customers turning more and more to online and apps to do that?
Yes, indeed they are. We currently have around 6.5 million of our customers that are using our digital channels, and we continue to see growth every month. I think as the proliferation of smartphones has taken shape, that's driven digital adoption even further, with the ease and convenience that customers can now do their banking, you know, with a device that's in their pocket on the fly. So indeed, we do see the growth.
Now, more and more blind and partially sighted people are using smart devices because of the accessibility features on the devices themselves. It makes it a lot easier to, you know, surf the net using different apps and applications. So when it comes to apps for banking then, is this something RBS has looked at quite closely?
Yes, so we've spent a significant amount of time earlier this year working with the RNIB to look at our apps and understand how we could improve them for our visually impaired and blind customers. And so we made a lot of changes so that our apps would work with the native operating system on these smartphones. So you have TalkBack on Android and VoiceOver mode in Apple to speak the functions of our product to the customers.
So if someone had the RBS app, then what kind of things would they be able to do because of this access work?
So we made around 160 changes to enable the entirety of the app to be able to work with VoiceOver. So customers that have impairment to their vision will be able to use the whole of the app as well, or as fully as a sighted customer would be able to.
When it comes to the work you've done on this, you mentioned you've been quite closely connected with RNIB. How did you sort of come together and work on this to get it to a usable state?
So I think that the bank has a history of looking at accessibility for our customers. And so this was a natural progression to understand how we could make the app better and work for visually impaired customers. So the process was actually to work with a team from RNIB closely to understand what was important, what we needed to look at. Things like contrast and colour are important in digital products for people with visual impairments. So we really did some workshops to look at what needed to be done. And then past that, we did a lot of customer testing, and then we put these changes into effect.
Apps can be very simple, they can be very complex. And when you add in the work on accessibility, that can add extra time if that's a kind of retro piece of work. But if it's done from the very beginning, it can be a little bit quicker. How long has it taken you to get to a usable stage that you're happy with?
So it took about 3 to 6 months from start to finish for us to do all the scoping and then put the changes into effect. So it's a reasonable amount of work, but I think that the benefit, you know, is really outweighed. There's 1 in 10 in the UK population have some form of visual impairment. So, you know, this is hopefully making a big difference to quite a large amount of people.
Does this work on the app complement other services and support that RBS would provide to visually impaired customers?
Yes, it does. One example would be our accessible debit card, which is a card that has an element of the edge changed so that customers with visual impairments can easily feel which card they're using.
Okay, so the app itself, we've discussed how it all works. Is it available now?
It is indeed. If you have an Apple or an Android device, then you can visit the App Store and you can search for NatWest or RBS or Ulster Bank brands, and you can download the app today.
Fantastic. And if people had perhaps any suggestions for other services or improvements, are they able to do that via the website as well?
You can, and also you can do this from the App Store. We have some contact details in there where you can send us an email and get in touch direct. Our Royal Bank customers can go to rbs-communities.co.uk, which is our community forum, which is where customers can feedback any of their thoughts or requests that they may have.
Miguel, great to hear yet another step forward when it comes to accessibility for services for blind and partially sighted people. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.